clear their airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis.
Hey, it's Patty Cakes. Welcome to Hemp Radio. I am in Sin City again, my favorite place. And today I am at The Grove. And oh my God, it is so fabulous. And I am here with TJ, better known as Tiffany, or Tiffany, better known as TJ. She's gorgeous. Her legs go up to her neck, guys. She is so beautiful. Anyway, and then with her is Zach. And Zach, what are you in charge of, honey?
I'm the store manager for a Pahrump facility.
Oh, you're the Pahrump guy.
Mm-hmm.
Rumpty Dumpty. Okay. You're allowed to laugh. I'm so glad to be here because I love Dimitri and Dan. I love them.
Absolutely.
And I'm so excited for The Grove. And I want you to tell us about it. I know it's like close to everything here. It's like pretty centrally located.
Yeah, absolutely. Our facility, which is our grow and our production area, is centrally located. Our store is right when you get off the airport, you're right there. We've got another store in Pahrump, the only store in Nye County. That's the one Zach's in charge of. But yes, it's literally you jump off the airport, you're going in to have a great time. You stop by my store, I'll take care of you. You're good for the whole weekend type of deal.
So, you went recreational January 1st.
July 1, 2016.
Okay. And recreational.
Recreational. We were medical before that. So
okay.
Before that, it was all medical cards.
You so now you're both.
Now we're both.
And what does that mean? Can anybody walk into your shop and...
Anybody over 21 or anybody over 21, just like alcohol. Just, you don't have to register for anything. You walk in, show your ID, prove you're over 21, I'll get you high.
I'm ready, babe.
I know you are.
I am so ready. I mean, it took me a while to get here, but I'm so ready. Okay. On your, I went to your website. Lovely.
Thank you.
Very nice. It's very simple. I'm an artist, so I love simplicity.
Yep, absolutely.
And it's beautiful.
Thank you.
What is Seed to Harvest? Is that what you do?
Yeah, Seed to Harvest, we're vertically integrated. So we grow our own product all the way to sale. So we grow, produce, create, and then all the way to sale. So we're actually vertically integrated. So seed to sale, that's what that kind of means.
And that's quite a big operation.
Huge operation.
How many people do you have on payroll?
Oh, gosh. 160 right now-ish, a little bit less.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
We're all over the place.
Okay, so you have approximately 160 employees between Pahrump and Las Vegas.
Well, and our production facility as well, our grow facility, all of the Grove in general.
So you have two production facilities or one?
One production facility and a Grove. This is where you are. And then we've got two stores, two retail stores, which is where we buy the weed. And that's right off Swenson in Las Vegas. You jump off the airport and you're right there.
And your signs are everywhere. You can't miss it.
Absolutely. And we've had a couple taken down because they were on UNLV property. But billboards is one of our biggest drivers, as well as weed maps. Weed maps and Leafly kind of push people. And then our billboards. Billboards are all over. It's Vegas, you know, on the
right.
way coming in, etc.
Oh, yeah. It's great. I mean, living in California, I think there's like two billboards there. we're getting there. You guys are a lot looser than we are. I mean, they're pretty, you know, they all have sticks up their butts there. And it's very hard. But, you know, I love when I first started coming here a couple years ago and seeing the billboards, I flipped out.
I love it.
I loved it.
I don't think they could have done Nevada without it. You know, it's the glitz and the glam and the bright lights. And you need the billboards.
We expect to see them. And of course, I only expect to see the pot ones. Those are my favorite.
Right? Now, we are one of the most regulated states when it comes to the actual product. So everything's approved by state. I mean, every single literal letter, you know, like is approved. But yes, we can advertise that way. We can do up on billboards. We can do that stuff. But it's a very regulated state.
It's a very regulated state. But so is Colorado.
Yes. Well, yes, but nothing compared to Nevada is literally when it comes to testing, when it comes to product, when it comes to marketing, when it comes to every single thing is.
How many testing facilities do you have here?
Don't quote me, but I mean, under 10, somewhere around there?
I believe so. I believe they're starting to obtain more, but
yeah.
Right now
is the workshop here?
What's a workshop?
It's a lab. Incredible lab.
I know we've got about, I mean, maybe 10 labs, and I know a lot more are coming into play.
Nice. Wow. Yeah. Tell me what you do here. Tell me if I come in here as a patient and I'm old, what are you going to do for me?
So the Grove, we pride our whole entire team on product knowledge. So what we're going to do is, say you smoke weed your entire life or you've never been around cannabis ever, what you're going to do is you're going to have a one-on-one experience with our bud tenders. We're going to take you from start to finish, in a sense, seed to sale. But this is on the retail side, and we're going to walk you through. You're going to have answer any questions. We're going to go over all our products. We're going to go over testing. We're going to go over exactly what you want to make you feel better. We are not pharmacists, so we cannot tell you, hey, this is going to make you better, but we can go off our own kind of, you know, hey, this has helped me, you know, due to these terpenes, these cannabinoids, this kind of stuff. And we want each and every person to leave with some kind of knowledge and be like, wow, you know, like, break that stigma of just like a loser stoner, because it's not. It's a very functional drug. It's beautiful when you actually break it down. The medicinal side is amazing without side effects, the medical side. So I do have a nursing degree background. So, you know, I wanted to do the big pharma side, and then I saw all the negatives that came with it, and the medicinal side is why I'm here. This is what's the beauty of cannabis.
Okay, so when you decided to get into, were you still a nurse? Because this just started, what, 3 years ago, basically, in Las Vegas?
I actually have a couple degrees, and I actually was not, I always will be a nurse, but it wasn't active. I didn't have an actual active nursing degree license. I would have had
I couldn't change bedpans either. I'm sorry.
You know, yeah, absolutely not. So I have but I also have a project management degree, and that's what I was actually using. So when I got into this field, I was going to go back to California, jumped into this because I was...
So you're from California?
Originally Minnesota, but California is where I would call home. Absolutely.
Minnesota.
Oh, yeah,
Oh, my God. I would have... You know, you're blonde.
Yep.
I mean, you have that look, kind of, but you didn't sound it because...
No.
Can you say it? How they talk?
Oh, don't you know? I don't know. I moved when I was young. But yes, I'm Midwestern born, but I was raised all around Cali. So
nice.
Cali.
Nice. Yes.
LA was
nice.
My hood, for sure.
We're LA. You were in LA.
Outside of LA, but you know,
where?
I lived in LA. Camarillo, Thousand Oaks area.
Oh, okay. I'm Huntington Beach.
Nice.
So,
beautiful.
Yeah, I love it there so much. Anyway, I saw it says the Grove Society. Is that a secret club?
It is. I mean, you know, Vegas, we've got a secret society. But, I mean, Grove Society is something that for, you know, our locals, our people that come back all the time, you get crew points, you know, parties, that kind of stuff given to people that are just like, you know, welcoming them back. You know, your fourth visit, you get a free pre-roll, you know, that kind of stuff. 10% off. It's just kind of giving you an incentive to come back and see us type of deal.
And, how has the traffic changed since you first started till now? Have you seen an increase in people?
Absolutely. Come July 1 when recreational started, absolutely. And it's just climbing because there's a lot of people that do not know Nevada is recreational. If I could get that out there, that would be...
Listen, people still think you can smoke hemp.
Yeah.
People, we know it all. I mean, compared to them... And it's so amazing when you start talking to people. I had somebody call me when I was in California saying, I got her a vape pen. And she says, well, there's two pieces. I don't know what to do.
Yes.
And then I showed her, I mean, this was over the phone, put it together, and she says, now what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I said, you press the button and suck. You know how to suck, don't you? I mean, come on. And, you know, I mean, it's funny because what we take for granted... Mm-hmm. And know to be true, these people that are just starting out, they know what I know, they know nothing.
Absolutely.
And it's our job to educate and inform them.
Yes, and being one of the most regulated states, I love it because our products have come very, very clean. And it's like you want to push the beauty of this product, the medicinal side, you know, like our product is made off of completely off CO2, you know, or ethanol run. So there's no butane added to it or anything like that. And it's a product that's going to be only healthy for you, which is the awesome part to me.
So, do you make your own edibles also?
Absolutely. Okay. That's our Vert line, V-E-R-T.
That's the company that makes it.
It's our company, but this is our sub-company, the parent company.
When Las Vegas was going legal, I thought that everybody here, this is one of the first, you know, they started talking and doing things, everybody here had to buy from the same... a place for their edibles?
No, so say for example, so when it started Med, there was a couple companies that were open, say for example, Evergreen Organics, right. Dixie Elixir, you know.
Right,
we would go to them. We've always had our own production line, so we make our own edibles. We're the distributor for Open Vapes, so our vape pens. We also create our district edibles, which edibles or gummies just kill it. Like, everyone wants gummies.
I know, but are you allowed to be selling those? Because they're taking them away, because, I mean, our law.
California. What do you mean they're taking
because
it
away? Because it's kid. It looks like a kid's
candy. Oh, no. So it,
see, we can't do anything.
So this is where the regulations come in. It can't look like candy. It can't have fruit on it.
But it is, but does look like candy.
No, but the packaging is childproof. So that's where the difference is. There's you know, there's loopholes that...
So even though the packaging is childproof, you can still sell gummy bears.
It's not gummy bears. They're gummies. They don't look
like
gummy bears.
No. I know that.
Yeah.
But you can still sell the gummy product.
Absolutely. You have to follow, like, the outline of it. It can't look. It can't, you know, do certain things. It has to be. And in our store, we actually sell boxes that, you know, you're a mother. You have kids. You grab a box, and it's a lock box. I mean, it's an actual lock box, which... people are doing this, but they're not understanding that Big Pharma's in their drawer easy to get as well, you know, like, so...
We'll get into Big Pharma. My daughter is in pharmacy.
Okay, gotcha.
And she said, Mom, they're called practicing physicians for a reason. Mm-hmm. They're practicing.
Yep.
And, you know, because she's really into the cannabis and the hemp oil. We do the hemp oil. I sell hemp oil.
Great.
So we do all of that. And she's over the... At first, she was really scared when I... 10 years ago when I started this, mm-hmm. and now she knows.
That's the stigma. That's what we're trying to get rid of.
Right. And, you know, I mean, she works in a pharmacy. She sees what people are getting. Everybody's on opioids because that's what the doctors are pushing, because that's who sleeps with the pharmacy, the pharmaceuticals. Yeah.
I think cannabis has a spiritual awakening that it gives you too with your health, and you start to feel your body's own consciousness and start to feel that, you know, what your body is actually needs, and you start to kind of develop a relationship with yourself all over again. And that's how I think cannabis has definitely affected me medicinally and a lot of other patients that we do see at all.
Now, let me ask you something. Are you a patient? Or I'm recreational, but then I do it because it makes me feel good. And somebody said, that's medicine. Mm-hmm. So whatever, you know, I mean, I've done it since college. And, you know, that's been a long time.
But if you break that down, I mean, antidepressants, all that kind of stuff, it quote-unquote makes you feel good, all that stuff. So it is medicinal, but it is recreational. So they go hand in hand in that sense, you know. Is there people that come in just for medicine and it's curing, or, I mean, it's helping with ailments, you know, like hunger, all that kind of stuff? Absolutely. But I truly believe it goes hand in hand. You know, to feel good is what everyone's dream is, right? To feel good and healthy and happy. And does this help? Yes, but it also helps with a lot of ailments, like, you know, sleeping aids, you know, back problems, pain. Like, it's such a beautiful plant in that sense.
What do you think that most of the people come in here for? Say, the medical patients. What are they coming here for mostly?
Well, we have a larger influx of medical patients at both facilities, but I'd say our front facility is primarily focused. We have a lot of over 55, kind of, that's more of our kind
right.
of, you know, our focus. And so we have a lot of education with those people as well, but what I noticed too is that they moved more towards topicals. Mm-hmm. They like
yes,
the topicals.
You're right.
They love tinctures.
Yes.
And if it's not, if they don't feel like they're going to get any psychoactive effect from it, a lot of them are okay with that. And we do kind of, we don't push it on them, but we do say, like, you know, a small microdose of THC is not going to be nothing that you can't handle, you know, and we try to educate them as best we can to, you know,
and
on different cannabinoids.
And it's hard because they have that fear.
Yeah,
yes,
of course.
Yes.
They think
it's
that
it's
they're
going to
see green
yeah.
people or go down
well,
the rabbit hole.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Got close.
Give me a dab, I will.
But, yeah. but if you're actually helping with the pain, the inflammation, sleeping issues, all that kind of stuff, and you know, and then you learn the knowledge, like when you have CBDs and you mix it with the THC, the carrier, it allows it for easier, etc. It's you know, you learn this knowledge, and all of these products are so beneficial, especially, I mean, CBD, like, you've seen it literally stop seizures in track, like, on animals.
How could they not believe that?
I know, that's what
it's
I'm
right
saying.
In front of their face, and the evidence is there, but it's just old ways and old habits. They die hard, you know?
You know what? We're going to take a short break, and there's so much more we need to talk about, and we're going to come back with TJ and...
Zach.
I want to call you Jack and Zach and my stupidity. And we'll be back with talking all about the Grove.
clear their airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Hemp Radio, and I am in Sin City, better known as Las Vegas, or is it better known as Sin City?
Sin City.
Sin City.
Sure.
I love Sin it. City. And I love it because you guys can regulate anything.
Yep.
You have regulated the world. You do prostitution. You do gambling. You do... What else do you regulate? You regulate pot. What else is there?
Alcohol, every single thing. I mean, actually, prostitution is, I mean, it's illegal in Pahrump, where one of our stores is, the brothels.
I know. That's why I love Pahrump.
Yep. That's
I mean,
why
not
Zach
that I
lives
want to
there.
Be a prostitute.
That's exactly, that's my favorite place.
Okay. I want to know what you do. Do you do any kind of community outreach?
Absolutely. We pride ourselves on our community, and we will always try to incorporate our community, especially with product knowledge. But go ahead, Zach. Like, give them a kind of an overview of what
so,
we do in Pahrump.
In Pahrump, we work closely with a lot of the senior centers there. There's a lot of the 55-plus communities. We do a lot of community liaison outreach.
Del Webb.
Yep, Del Webb's got one up there. They got one in Burson's Ranch, all kinds of stuff near the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
So we just bring in, we've had guided tours where they come into the dispensary. I personally went over and I guided, over 52 people came in from the senior center.
Okay, so when you have people coming in from the senior centers, what are their centers, what are their first questions?
Am I going to get high when I walk through the door? That was just getting them through the door was the craziest part. I was I'm like, come on, it's okay.
And hopefully you do. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I hope
we
so.
We want you to.
Absolutely.
No, like, I mean, we were showing them samples of marijuana in, like, plastic capsules, and she's like, I'm not going to get high touching this, right? And I was like, no, it's fine. Just breaking the barriers, and that's another thing we did. We did breaking barriers of cannabis with Dr. Sue Sisley. Yeah,
she's
amazing.
Hero.
She came down to Pahrump, went to the senior center.
She's awesome.
She was our medical director for a little bit, and we worked hand in hand with her on
she's
multiple
great.
Different panels.
Yeah,
we UNLV involvement. We do a once a month, you know, blood drive, animal adoptions, anything that we can do. The local artists. I'm huge on the local artists out here.
I love that.
Vegas has the most creative, beautiful souls out here, and we're so blessed to involve them. And it's like, you know, and we our one main thing is to get rid of that stigma, like. Weed is not just some, you know, terrible drug. It's a beautiful drug that can help many different people.
We're closely with Aid for AIDS Nevada, too.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
AFAN. One of our investors sits on the board. It's huge. We're always involved in that. Donate Life. We're huge with that. Donate Life. With Simon Keith.
I was thinking of donuts. I'm thinking, oh my.
No, Simon Keith. We work hand in hand. He's one of the. He was one of those. I think the second person to receive an artificial heart that was a professional soccer player for 10 years. A beautiful man. Beautiful community. Beautiful everything about that. So we definitely try to involve everybody we can. Cannabis has. The side effects with the pain side and the medicinal properties is just such an amazing factor, you know, and you're not getting that big pharma kick and the terrible side that big pharma brings. So we're definitely trying to push that throughout the community.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful. You said you do a toy drive?
We did toy drives for Christmas. We had a huge toy drive, actually. I think we had over 600, 700 items.
We're planning on doing a coat drive this next
18
yes.
bikes.
Coats,
we've done an 18
yes.
bikes. It's crazy.
Yes.
When you know, the Route 91 went down, of course, our whole entire team, you know, we jump in. Our community is amazing. Like, people think of Vegas as some party, you know, one-stop shop. It's not. It's a beautiful community that people get together, and it's a strong community. So, I mean, we're always trying to involve in that, trying to get involved in that, and trying to pull people out of that, because it's a great community, great city, Pahrump.
I'm seeing that. I mean, yeah. I'm really seeing a lot of that since I've been involved in Vegas.
It's a very strong
yeah.
community. It's a very strong community.
People have this, like, another, this mental image in their mind that it's this grimy, dirty place, and there's just a lot of really amazing people and kind-hearted people there
absolutely.
That work in nightlife to bartending to prostitution to anything you can name it. You know, we...
The one thing you can't do is...
Do they want to, like, trade you a join for a happy ending?
Yeah, I've got... Yeah, in Pahrump all the time.
Right? No, that sounds like a great partnership.
Actually,
right there.
Yeah.
We have
Did you want to start first?
Yeah.
That's some of our main clientele is a lot of the working girls in Pahrump.
Absolutely. I mean, working girls are from nightlife to all kinds of working girls. It's like... You know, it's like you never judge, and I would never judge. That's my biggest thing. And people judge cannabis, but that's what we're trying to change.
We're trying to change that.
Yes.
And I do think that we've come a long way. You know, I mean, I always say this, since Dr. Oz came out of the closet and Sanjay Gupta, mainstream America, that's their gods.
Yes.
So, and I think them coming out gave a big push to the cannabis industry.
Love it.
What?
Even some of these, I'm sorry to interrupt, some of these sport athletes, you know, they're taking all these pain pills and they're getting the side effects. They're actually looking at it. It's the anti-inflammatories. Like, it's changing the world. It just has to be opened up and you know, let it blossom that way. But it's gonna change Big Pharma and they're going to lose money because people are going to see how
but
amazing
this is. There's still
going
to be people that take pharmaceuticals. It's not going to...
It will never stop. Just
it'll
like
never
always
stop.
Drink.
Right.
Yes.
So who cares? There's enough money for everybody.
Absolutely.
That's how I look at it.
Absolutely.
You want to do your pain this way, I want to do mine this way. You know? Where do you smoke?
So that is the thing.
Talking to Tick Sigerbloom tomorrow, and I like to nail him to the cross.
Tick is great. He's a great guy.
I love him. He's
great
so
guy.
Wonderful.
So this is the thing. They're trying to open up lounges. There's going to be a lot of issues with that as well as...
Why?
You're just going into... I don't know the legalities on that.
No, not about the legalities. I'm just telling you from my standpoint, I have a little coffee shop down the street. I want to make it so... You can come in and smoke. You can come in and smoke. I'm not selling anything.
Yes.
If I'm, you know what I'm saying? But you can bring your stuff and I will make hemp smoothies or what. You
that
know what
sounds amazing and that sounds beautiful and that's where we're trying
so
to go with it.
So what do you need? How hard is that?
You need to get certain places. You can't mix the alcohol with the cannabis.
It has to be so many feet from a public place apart.
Why can't you use cannabis beer? Why can't you use cannabis or hemp beer? There's hemp wine. There's cannabis wine. I know. You know what I'm saying? There's tea. There's coffee that's made out of hemp.
Yes.
You don't even have to make it out of pot.
Yes.
There's everything.
I agree with that. And that's more on the state side and all that. And I'm all for them. We actually have, at our Swinson location, we bought the two buildings right next door for that purpose. So we're ready to go when that does come out. It's just trying to find out, you know, like trying to figure it out type of deal.
Figure what out? No, not you. But this has been in the works for more than 3 years.
Yeah.
And I remember when they did it ass backwards here. They gave you your your dispensary license before your grow license.
Yeah.
So people had a dispensary, but nothing to put in it.
Absolutely.
Now, how stupid are you?
Yeah, and it just came out then, the way licenses came out. And again, we're vertically integrated. We produce our own flower, our own vapes. We produce our own edibles, our own district gummies, you know, the... But at the same time, it's just where do you put them, you know? So
where does I want to know? I'm coming into I'm coming into the Grove and I'm buying a bag of pot.
Yep.
I'm so excited. I get in my car and I say,
Where do I go?
Where do I go?
So now this is where the issues run into. You can't smoke in the hotels. The
no.
hotels will absolutely fine
Never.
You. But you have to be in a pub, like your own personal space, like a private property, which...
Yeah, your own private domicile.
You have to go home and smoke.
But then, again, think
now,
about
isn't
it. 90% is tourists, so there is no home. You know
right.
what I mean? Exactly.
And that's what I said. I said, you got tourists. Where are they going? They
exactly.
can't go to their hotel. Listen, I'm a pot smoker from way back. I'll smoke anywhere. I don't care. But that's me.
Yeah, and you're
these
willing
people,
to take the risk.
Right.
Yeah.
These people, they don't know anything. They just want to come to Vegas, do their thing, have fun. Wow. And we can buy pot, too.
Yes.
That's a bonus for them. So I guess they have to take it home?
Well, and no, because you can't fly with it. It's federally illegal to fly with it.
Drive, if you're driving.
Driving, yeah. I mean, yes, you're still supposed to not cross state lines. It's definitely a mix-up, but at the same time, that's...
Even though we have reciprocity.
Yep. But that's when
you still. I can't bring my pot to Las Vegas in my little film can.
Well, I mean, you can carry it, but you're not supposed to cross the state line. Say you go into a state that isn't recreational.
No, I mean a state that it. I come from California to Las Vegas.
Their reasoning is that you're transporting that product and could potentially sell it in another state for profit.
Oh.
And it's not under the same
oh,
taxation
okay. so there's,
as the...
This is all about selling.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
about the legal side. That's not really, you know... It's
they don't even care if you have a gram on you. If you sell it in California, that and it came from Nevada, it came from our facility, if they came from our facility, then of course it's going to be, you know, they didn't get taxed in Nevada, so Nevada didn't make, you know.
But now this also comes into product knowledge. You come into my store and you said, hey, you know, I want something for my hangover, or I want to get high and go out, whatever. You don't have to smoke. We've got edibles, we've got tinctures, we've got so many products that doesn't mean just flower as well. So,
exactly, yeah. Right. There are things. Yep. And my friends are manufacturing what they call chill now.
What is that?
I should have brought some to show you. It's
to show me, quote unquote.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
For you to test, babe. Yeah. I'm sorry. I lost my head. And it's wonderful. And we'll talk about that later because this is your thing now. And I want people to come here because so many people from California come to Vegas.
Yes.
I want them to know about you because you guys are my friends, number one. And I know that they're very ethical people, and some of the cannabis people are kind of, I mean, I don't know. Anyhow,
I mean, every group has, you know, groups are great, up or down or that.
But
kind of
I really love what they've done. I love the steps that they've taken. I love everything that they've done.
Yes. So, I mean, one of the things that I want people to know is, like, when you come out of the Grove, you come out of the airport, again, 90% tourism, you literally drive out of the airport and you pass my store.
So what's next?
What do you mean, what's next?
What's next for the Grove?
Well, right now we're going to apply for, you know, 10 more dispensaries, so hopefully we get it, and then expand into other states, et cetera, et cetera.
In
Nevada.
Oh my God, yes.
We're going to go up north, we're going to go south, we're going to go all over.
Wow.
There's going to be another 2 dispensaries, I believe, don't quote me, that are going to go into Pahrump as well, Nye County.
No, they're just filling it out now and deciding where they're going.
Yes, so it's going to be, yes, exactly. They're going to.
How big of a town is Pahrump?
Right now, census, for the last 5 years, is about 43,000 people. So it's not very large, but that population does increase when the winter months come in Easter, because we have a lot of snowbirds.
Now, that's Pahrump, but we're the only dispensary in Nye County, which is one of the biggest counties in the United States.
It's the second largest county in the United
States.
What is?
Nye County.
So we're that's the only, where Pahrump is?
So yeah. We don't just serve Pahrump, we serve Amargosa, we serve Tonopah, we serve all as far as Beatty, you name it. So we've got.
And that's where the delivery services come into play. And,
now, are you doing delivery?
We are not currently, but we're trying to get up to that. It comes with, you know, like the delivery service can only take, 10 ounces at a time, et cetera. We're trying to figure it out. And it's such long distance.
But you know what? This is what I learned when everybody started becoming legal for medical whatever. They get started, just like when Colorado did, within 3 months, they start changing the laws. They see what it's doing. They know that they have to do better and more. Once that fear factor leaves and they see what it's doing, and that's why I say anybody that's going to do a dispensary, they need to go to Colorado and see how it's done.
Absolutely.
Because they've been there the longest and they know the drill.
Yep. And the CEO, Dimitri Kretis, and I, we went over all over the place before we opened our store.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you did the right thing. You know, you get it from somebody who is doing it, it's working for.
Yeah, you take the goods and the bads and you kind of expand that way. But it's,
So let me ask you this. Yes, you still can't have casinos and pot together.
Nope. Gaming and cannabis is not. So, for example, Dimitri Kretis had gaming and his brother, Dan Kretis. So they had gaming. He had to give up his gaming license to go into cannabis.
This is better.
It's a separation, yes.
This is better. It's healthier.
Absolutely.
That's how I look at it.
Absolutely.
What else? What else do you want to talk about? What else are you doing that's exciting, or what else do you think that people want to know about the Grove?
I just want people to know that, like, I mean, they can come in, and like I said, they don't have to know anything about cannabis, and they're going to feel very, very comfortable. Any age.
That's the fear.
It's fear.
People are afraid to walk. Listen, my friend said, would you get us a bag of pot? I said, no. Go and get it yourself.
Get it. Yeah.
See, people still don't know that they can walk into a store as anybody.
But I want them to know they're not going to be judged. It's not about an age thing. They're going to assume it's young people. It's actually not. It's an entire range. They're going to know. They're going to leave feeling very, very comfortable. They're going to be, I mean, at least at the Grove. Like, I'm not speaking for other dispensaries or anything like that, but product knowledge. They're going to leave saying, hey, this is what it's going to make me feel like. I'm not scared. I'm not fearful of doing this. You know, I'm going to try an edible for my first time. My advice was to be, you know, start low, go slow type of deal.
Exactly.
They're going to ease into this and and there's not going to be this crazy thing where they're going to end up in the hospital. God, no. Absolutely not. You know, zero deaths to date regarding cannabis.
Right, we know that. They don't know that.
Exactly.
And it's still hard. It's still hard. What about you? Is there anything else that you want to say in closing?
In closing, I'd just like to say that if someone does come down to the Grove, I think what is most important and most special about both of our facilities is that if you want, it's just a diversified experience, and that's what we can provide. If you want the glitz and the glam of Vegas, and you want the hyper, upbeat, fun, you know, kind of, you're coming in for that, the Grove is the place
exactly.
You want to go. But if you
agree.
Want narrowed down, you know, specific medicinal information,
yeah.
Our budtenders can provide
absolutely.
Both.
In what camp?
Our patient consults, they can provide.
Well, I mean,
in
you get
meantime.
A drunk old lady. You're open 24/7.
Yeah, we get drunk old ladies.
Okay, you get the drunk old lady that stumbles in, or the drunk old man, and they want a joint. Or, I mean, what do you do?
It happens
that's
all the
funny,
time,
right.
And that's fine as long as they're over 21 and as long as they're belligerent and kind and respectful. Absolutely.
I think the biggest stigma I have too is we have a lot of people in Pahrump who come in and they're like. Well, they get nervous almost like when they'll come up to the front window before they get checked in and they're like, I want this and this and this, and they slide their money
right,
over real
right,
quick
right,
and
right.
We're like, don't worry. And they're like, well, I'm only doing it for medical purposes. I'm like, honey, it doesn't stop being medicinal just because you don't have some silly plastic card.
They go hand
They've been
hand.
Brainwashed with that too.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny. Hey, this has been great. You guys are fabulous, and I'm so glad that I got a chance to come
Absolutely.
Here and speak to you because I think this is great.
We're huge fans. Hemp Radio, we're super huge fans.
Huge
I appreciate
fans.
Your time.
I think that you guys are going to just knock it out of the park because I know Dan and Dimitri, and I know how wonderful and good they are.
Yes, yeah.
And I think that they're doing all the right things. And you guys are fabulous.
Thank you.
Thank
so
you
are you. So are you.
Thank you so much. And you know what? On that note, it's time to blow this joint.